This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Last week, we discussed one problem for medical journals, the question of authorship. You would think that all the scientists who took part in a research study would be listed as authors. But that is not always the case. Sometimes there are honorary authors and ghost authors. Honorary authors, also called guest authors, receive credit in a published study, but had little to do with designing it or writing the article. Ghost authors work on studies, but are not credited. Sometimes they are paid by drug companies to place articles in journals to support the company's products. One example was described last month at a meeting of International Medical Journal Editors in Vancouver, Canada. Three researchers at the University of California at San Francisco presented information about a drug company's marketing campaign that included placing research articles in medical journals. In the 1990s, the drug company Park Davis paid another company, Medical Education Systems, to produce journal articles in support of one of its drugs. Medical Education Systems worked with authors chosen by Park Davis to research, develop, and write articles for publication. Editors of the journals that published the studies did not know about the company's involvement. Another study presented at the meeting was done by editors at the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers questioned authors of 900 articles published last year in 6 top medical journals. They found that 21% of the papers published in those journals had honorary authors, 8% had ghost authors, 2% had both. They compared this to a similar study in 1996. It found that 19% of articles had honorary authors, 12% had ghost authors, and 2% had both. The researchers noted the drop in the percentage of ghost authors from 12% to 8%. Annette Flanagan and Joe Whistler said they were pleased about the decrease, but had hoped it would be larger. Some researchers and editors say changes must be made to stop such false author claims. Some have called for journals to identify ghost-written articles and ban their authors from future publication. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Bob Doty.